sir?
Not yet.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, at this point, we'll chill your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Good morning, sir. Could you just state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Emilia291085.
All right, sir. What's your full name?
Johnny Adrian Booker.
All right, sir. Thank you. So we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Newell. You have our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. You have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I will be acting as your panel chair this morning. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, is Mr. Wesley, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, on that form, we notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, Mr. Daniels?
I represent myself.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I do, and at this time, the Department of Corrections requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. There is a typo on the date of the conditions on the exhibit line. The correct date should be October 30th, 2017.
I'm trying to just figure out where that should be.
That's my time call.
Okay. You have five allegations listed on your warrant. So I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. We're going to conduct your hearing in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. Phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So we're going to start out in phase one. With the five allegations you have listed on your warrant, I'm going to read each of them. When I read those allegations, I need you to state whether it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
All right, your first allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about February 6, 2018, per the test lab report dated February 17, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Can you repeat that, please?
The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about February 6, 2018, per the task lab report dated February 7, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. The next allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about January 4th, 2018, per the task lab report dated January 9th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. Sir, the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about January 14, 2018, per the task lab report dated January 9th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
All right. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of morphine on or about January 4th, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 9th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Did you say morphine?
Yes.
No, that's false.
Okay. All right, sir. The final allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to remain on property at Green Bay on or about February 17, 2018, as verbally directed on February 13, 2018. So is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay, sir. Since you stated that allegations 4 and 5 are false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information. Mr. Westby. Allegations 4 and 5.
On January 4th, 2018, the fighter was directed via phone by his assigned officer to report to task to submit a urine specimen for testing on that day. The fighter stated the specimen is directed for subsequently tested positive for morphine, which was confirmed by GCMS testing per task lab report dated January 9th, 2018. There is a copy of the task lab report attached to the warrant that shows GCMS morphine did come up positive.
Okay, Mr. Perez, Mr. Nunes, I mean, it does show that per the lab report that it came back that you were positive for morphine. You said you didn't take any morphine?
But this is the first I've ever heard of that. I've never used morphine in my life. I have used marijuana, I've used methamphetamine, I have used heroin, but I've never used morphine in my life, and this is the first I've ever heard of anything having to do with morphine.
Okay, Mr. West.
Per the task manager, lab manager, Doug Kramer, morphine is when a subject takes heroin within 24 to 48 hours, heroin does metabolize into morphine. So that is why he may have had a positive for heroin and also showed that there was morphine in here because it was not metabolized at that point.
Okay.
Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then on allegation number 5.
Okay, on January 22nd, the offender was referred to Vingory Residential Community Behavior Modification, RCBM program, directed to establish and maintain residency in Vingory. On January 30th, 2018, the offender walked off site without permission, returning on January 31st, 2018, walked off site without permission on February 2nd, 2018, returning February 5th, 2018, walked off site without permission on February 9th, 2018, returning February 11th, 2018. On February 13th, 2018, this officer met with the offender at Vingory for a field visit. The offender was put on a 14-day restriction not to leave Vingory property unless attending the Building Blocks Counseling Program for substance abuse treatment. On February 17th, 2018, the offender walked off site again without permission, returning on February 19th, 2018. On February 19th, 2018, the offender was discharged from RCBM program. The offender failed to follow the directives of his assigned parole officer, but failing to remain on property in Vingory is directed on February 13th, 2018. And there is a discharge letter from Vingory Recovery Housing attached to the warrant that confirms that Mr. Nunez was discharged from the program on February 19th, 2018 for walking off site.
Thank you, Mr. Westman. So based on, for allegations 1, 2, and 3, based on the admission of Mr. Nunez, and for allegations 4 and 5, based on the information contained in the warrant 2018-W0492 and information contained in the warrant as well as information received from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, I move to find that Mr. Nunez was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he had started to use marijuana and heroin.
Second.
Agreed.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What did you say right now?
So based on your admissions on allegations 1, 2, and 3, sir,
yes.
Based on your admission and then based on the allegation 4 and 5 and what you said were false, I said based on the information contained in warrant number 2018-W0492 and the information obtained from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, along with the information contained in the warrant, that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, sir.
Okay.
We're going to go into phase 2 of your hearing at this time, sir. During phase 2, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
On October 27th, 2017, Mr. Nunez was released from DOC. He was arrested February 20th, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 20th, 2018, with a projected CCD of April 29th, 2018, zero abscondes. This is his first term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs and weapons noted. Other arrest, 2013, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2013, DUI, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2014, marijuana violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2014, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. This community risk score is a G2B3.
Okay, Mr. Nunez, I see when you were first released from prison, you were approved to stay with your mother, Ramona Brazil Gonzalez, at 3226 West Indian School Road, apartment C11. And this
yes.
says on January 22nd, you were directed to establish and maintain residence at V-Ray, 2501 West Elm Street. During this time, you were put into the RCEMB program on February 19th. You were discharged from the V-Ray RCDM program for the following reason: failure to comply with the policies and procedures, positive UA for opiates and THC, and positive UA for THC on several dates, sir. It says that you also were walking off the site without permission and then returning, you know, a couple of days later with doing that. So was that just because you had relapse, started back to using drugs, sir?
No. Every time that I had met, I had permission from V-Bray. My first time leaving was for a funeral that took place in Stafford. And the last time that I left, my grandma was very ill. She was on her deathbed, and they called. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and they called and said that my grandmother had woken up and wanted us to come see her at the hospital at Good Samaritan. And I called my probation officer, and she didn't answer. So my family that was there at V-Ray, I told them that I'm not going to be able to go. And a counselor at V-Ray, his last name is Tang, Mr. Tang, he came to me and said, being sympathetic to what's going on, he said, I understand what you're going through. At this time, I'm going to let you go ahead and be with your family. Go see your grandmother and be back at this specific time. So I said, okay, thank you. So I left to go see my grandmother. My grandmother had passed away about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes later. On my way back to V-Ray, my cousin was driving his truck and he fell asleep at the wheel. We got in a car accident. I didn't even bother going to the emergency room or anything. I suffered from epilepsy. I had a seizure as soon as we had the car accident. I didn't even go to the hospital because I was more concerned about getting back to the halfway house so I didn't violate. Apache Sands Towing Company came and towed us. I was picked up by an Uber driver that was paid for by my mom. By the time we got back to V-Ray, it was about 2 in the morning. So that's why they're making it seem like it was several days. I mean, that wasn't several days. It all happened within like one day. It's just I left that late Friday night and got back Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning. When I got back to V-Ray, there was a different counselor there, and that counselor said that I took off for the whole weekend to go party, which was totally false. I talked to the other supervisor that was there, and he said that he was going to go right back for me and let him know that he gave them my permission to go and go see my grandmother. But, you know, actually, I didn't have permission from my parole officer, which I was supposed to have, and I didn't have that. But I mean, my grandmother was ill. She was on her deathbed. They gave me permission, and so I left to go see her. I didn't make it back in time, and that's where I messed up.
All right. So, Mr. Nunez, how come you didn't complete some of the programs you were into at V-Ray?
I went to programs as much. We're supposed to go to programs twice a week. So that's what I did. I went to the programs twice a week. I was doing my one-on-ones. There was just certain times that they had confused in their computer. They said I was supposed to go on Fridays, and they don't have counting on Fridays. So that was just a little mix-up on B-Ray's part. That wasn't my part. I was there ready to go every time the transport bus pulled up. That was another time where I was getting ready to go to class, and they pulled me off of there to have a one-minute meeting with me in their office, and I missed out on a three-hour class to have a one-minute meeting. And when I was ready to go, that counseling stuff really helped me. I have a lot of issues in my life that I'm dealing with, that I'm having to deal with on my own now, and that place was helping me, but they saw it in no way, so.
So, Mr. Nunes, why did you continue to use drugs during this period of time, heroin and marijuana?
I use marijuana because of, I mean, it's hard for me to get on access. I've been trying. I've done two applications for access already. I suffer from epilepsy, and my medications, I wasn't able to get my medication, so I use marijuana as my medication for my seizures. I have seizures quite often. My last seizure was less than a month ago.
What about the heroin, Mr. Nunes?
Same thing. It was just my pain. I mean, I was just self-medicating for pain. This is not something that I've used several times in my life. It's just, and seizures hurt, man. Seizures hurt your body a lot. And I've been going through seizures for almost 15 years now. This is the first time that when I got released from DOC, it's the first time I wasn't able to have my proper medication. And I chose the wrong way, but I mean, I have to self-medicate. I'm going through a lot of pain.
Okay, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Is there no questions coming from the board, sir? We're about to come up on a conclusion of your hearing, Mr. Nunes. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, just thank you for your time. That's it.
Okay, Mr. Nunes, the board is going to go into a discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. You can hear the discussion going on with the board. However, to remain silent, we'll get back to you as soon as we're finished with that discussion and make a determination about whether to revoke or reinstate the community supervision.
Okay, thank you.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Nunes has continued to use drugs, marijuana, mainly in heroin since he's been out. He was put at B-Ray. He was with his mom and placed at B-Ray because of continued drug use. And he's continued to do it. However, he's been walking off from the facility, although he does have a couple of reasons. At one time, he did leave because his grandmother was ill in the hospital. I wanted to see the family. He went there to go see her. And there's another reason he had. He said that he had a reason for leaving. However, there were more than two reasons, two times that he left the property without permission. One time, he said it was for his grandmother. The other time, was for the funeral. Mr. Nunes will be released on the 29th of this month. And so I think that it would be best if he would just stay in the rest of his time, stay incarcerated, get him by the NA or AA program, and hopefully get himself strong enough so that when he gets out, he won't be doing any drugs when he's released at this time. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Therefore, I am going to rule to revoke the community supervision. If we never find that he was delinquent, violated the term condition of the supervision, had lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he had relapsed and was doing drugs. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Nunes. Mr. Nunes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on the 29th of this month. So take the time that you have left, maybe to go to NA or AA program or any programs they may have in there, sir, so that when you are released on the 29th of this month, sir, you won't be on parole and you won't have any community supervision. And we want to wish you the best of luck when you are released, sir. And hopefully you won't come back before this board or have any negative contact with law enforcement. Sir, thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Williams.
Thank you.